Hello, I'm your host, Lady Shasha, the fashion freak. Joining me are my co-hosts,
Tony Magnificent, the universal hater.
And hate these nuts.
And also, as always, our head producer and program director, Barbie La Muñeca de la Mafia.
Yeah, she's gangsta.
Yep.
She is.
All right, so we're going to go directly into our hot topics. I'm hearing that there's something happened with 50 Cent's accident. I don't
50
know
Cent
about
got hit by a Mack truck.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
That shit's
like, for real?
Yes.
Yeah, he got hit by a Mack truck.
Is he alive?
He's alive.
That guy can survive anything.
Yeah, he could.
I mean, it burns in the heart.
Yeah, he got shot, hit by a Mack truck.
What?
Well, he's like, you know, Wile E. Coyote.
No, the problem I have with this whole thing, right, is that they sat there and, like, they were like, oh, 50 Cent got in an accident. He's getting carted away in the hospital. And I read the whole article. He got rear-ended by a Mack truck.
Oh, he was in a car.
Yeah, he was
in a car and he got hit by a Mack truck.
But, if you look at the accident footage, it's like, it was like a regular.
How do they have footage?
They don't have footage.
They have pictures, like photos.
But I'm saying it looked like a regular fender bender, but they're like, oh, the truck almost flipped. The car almost flipped over. Then I think it's just, you know, whatever. But that's my opinion on that.
Well, I mean, he survived bullets. What's the
nine shots?
Truck, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
What's a little? But he's okay now. So maybe now we get a new gangsta album. You know,
I got hate, motherfucker.
Fuck a Mack truck and all of this. So he's an entrepreneur. He'll know how to make money. 50 Cent will make money.
He'll have a song like, Who's the Mack? Something like that.
Might get sponsored by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
You never know.
Mac and cheese, yeah.
Mac and cheese.
You have a new commercial for it instead of Joan Rivers. That
it'd be 50 Cent like, yo. This Mac is a hit.
He might have a new custom line of 50 Cent Mack trucks or special rear end vehicles.
That's what I'm saying.
They come with bulletproof protection.
What car was he driving though? Did it say?
I don't know. No, I couldn't see. I know it wasn't a fucking like Acura Legend or some old bullshit. It was probably like a Maserati or something crazy.
I wonder if it's that car that they made for him. What's that show they made that custom car?
Is it the one people
are
in?
No.
Pimp My Ride,
yeah.
Yeah. They make
Pimp My Ride.
See?
Oh, God.
That's
Pimp My Ride.
She said
Pimp My Ride.
No,
rusty
it's not
ass
Pimp My Ride.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a new show. Dream
Machines?
Dream Machines, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, Pimp My Ride. That shit, yeah. Take a 1975 Volvo and put a flat screen in it and call it hip.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, let's hope Queens Hospital treated him right and we'll hear about it.
They probably remember him.
Okay. The next thing. Did y'all hear about Willow Smith tweeting something? I think was it Twitter or Instagram that she put the picture of herself and her friend with the tongue piercings.
It wasn't a real tongue piercing though.
I know, but you know what?
Well, she sure freaked the hell out of a lot of people.
She did, and her fans are probably up. Man, they must have been tripping on that.
Fans,
I don't think they were tripping. They're too young to be tripping.
Her fans' parents
are
probably tripping because maybe now they're inspired to get a tongue ring.
Who was the other little girl in the picture? Somebody famous's daughter, too.
I don't know, but you know what? The thing is with her pseudo-tongue piercing that she had, I just find it weird that, like, even now, it's like parents are letting these kids this age do real shit, like, you know, get tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing too many teenagers with tattoos.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to me, but, you know, I mean, like, did you see, there was a news article about a guy that got in trouble for having, getting his grandson a tattoo on his foot.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like nowadays, I don't know, these kids are trying to be too grown.
Dude, no,
you guys are too old.
No, I'm not old,
tattoos
I'm just saying.
Are cool.
Not
it's all about tattoos and fitted.
When you're 12?
Hey, 12 is the new 21, okay?
Let's go back in time. What kind of dumbass shit do we have as tattoos if we got tattoos that young?
Let the record state that Lady Shasha and Tony over here are old as fuck.
Okay. We're not old.
They're old as fuck. So ignore their opinions. 12 is the new 21. If you don't like it, you can hate these nuts, okay?
I'm just saying,
you know, when I was
I had a tattoo when I was a teenager. It probably has something to do with CNC Music Factory.
Really? Yo, if I got a tattoo at 12 years old, that motherfucker would be like a Decepticon symbol on my motherfucking arm, or like a G.I. Joe shit. Like Cobra Commander on my chest.
Way to date yourself.
Oh, yeah, like there wasn't a G.I. Joe movie like 2 years ago.
That should suck, by the way, but anyway.
Exactly, it sucked. They're not going to tattoo this stuff. That's. Please. Please, Willow, keep messing with everybody.
How are you gonna say
this? You get good publicity.
Well, speaking of,
because I forgot,
she doesn't even have hair to whip back and forth in this picture with
no,
the tongue.
No, she
ring.
Doesn't.
I thought that was a boy.
She looks like Jaden.
She does.
Who's the other little girl? In the
I don't know, but
somebody else.
Willow can look like a Metro Jaden.
Oh wow!
In this
Jaden looks more like a girl, and she looks more like a boy.
But I have to admit, they are some cute kids. And I am not Jerry Sandusky. I'm just saying they're cute kids. That's all I'm saying.
Too soon, not. He had that shit coming.
Yes, didn't he?
But
speaking of kids, what do you think of this Chris Bosh shit?
He's a kid.
Oh. His kid, apparently, let me tell you, I gotta pull this up because this is just one of the funniest things I've seen in a couple of days. Apparently, Chris Bosh only pays, what they say, $2,600 a month.
Goddamn!
In child support. He's got an $18 million salary. And his baby mama's pissed. She went on, I think, Gossip Extra or something, and she's pissed saying how she was on food stamps and
$2,600 a month and you're on food stamps?
What state does she live in?
Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Where's my check?
Yeah.
All I gotta say is you did you see the photos of Chris Bosh with the champagne getting poured on him?
I mean, I think that's what pissed her off more than anything. Because it's not that they won a championship. I mean, when they lost last year, you know, we didn't hear shit about
no.
This year when they won, I mean, he's pouring, he's lathering himself with champagne.
Looks like a money shot.
He might have a possible second career in
being gay porn. Yeah, wow. I swear to God.
But I like Bosh as a player, so I don't know what it's like. But I think, you know, stuff like this, you got to hear both sides.
You know what, though?
Because, I mean, what's the average child support for a celebrity or athlete who makes this kind of money? What is the average? Because you're a millionaire, you're supposed to give your kid $1 million a month?
Well, that's, you know what? I don't understand that because it's like, yo, if the kid is like 12, what the fuck are they going to do with $2,600? They're going to get a PlayStation 3.
No, they're going to end up like Sheree's kids sleeping on an air mattress eating cheese.
Hey, Sheree is awesome. I love Sheree. Shout out to Sheree.
She is driving around in a Maserati carrying $4,000 bags and her child is sleeping on an air mattress eating cheese sandwiches.
Who the hell is Sheree?
From the Real Housewives of Atlanta. She is divorced from some NFL player that also
has a white woman?
No. She's light skinned.
No, she's the one that's kind of muscular.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a couple of muscular chicks on House.
The one, it's not Nene. It's not Nene. Not Love.
I know. I don't
Nene.
Even watch the show, yeah, and I know not, who the hell Nene is. This Nene is a super character.
Yeah, it's not Candy because Candy has her music stuff. It's not what's her face, the tardy for the party. It's the one that I guess is the one no one cares about. But anyways, I found out who the other little girl in the picture with Will Smith is. She is Bobby DeBarge's. Her name is Bobby DeBarge. She's Elle DeBarge's daughter.
Elle DeBarge's daughter.
Elle DeBarge. Wasn't Elle DeBarge on a reality show not too long ago trying to get some woman's love with one of them?
They're struggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're struggling.
You know what?
They grew up like the Jacksons. Their father was just like Joe Jackson, too. Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, when I think of Elle DeBarge, all I think of is who's Johnny.
Yeah.
The Johnny Five is alive. That's the only thing I remember about the barge.
Well, his daughter and Willow are going to keep getting publicity now because I have a feeling this worked for them once. Why not fuck with everybody else again?
All right, let's talk about TV.
Yeah, speaking of reality shows
like
the barge.
Not with Elder Barge, but I heard that Real World is in St. Thomas this year.
Woo! Bop, bop, your lodge. Yes, St. Thomas. You know, being from St. Thomas, you know, Hate These Nuts is from St. Thomas. It's interesting to see where they put them. They didn't necessarily, they're in St. Thomas, but they're on one of the keys, you know, one of the islands right next. So it looks like they intentionally isolated them. And is it just me? Is this the weirdest cast that you've seen on a real world. I mean, real world is, to me, they're common for picking similar-looking cast members in the same season, which makes no fucking sense to me. They like to pick cast members with the same names. They got they got two Brandons in this. I don't know.
Wait, I don't know. What is the ethnic makeup of the people in the Virgin Islands?
What's the ethnic makeup?
Like, is it majority black? Is it majority
black? Yeah, it's majority black. But
so
I mean,
they should have had an opposite cast. They should have had this cast should have been all black people with the two white people.
Now, this is real world. You know better.
That's the math.
You know better. You know the real world does not have a majority black cast.
Do you know there's never been an Asian male on the real world in, like, that would have had 19 or 20 seasons?
No, there has been an Asian. There was
Asian girl.
What about that
Asian
drunk
girls?
Chick?
And then there was
no.
The drunk chick was Hawaiian.
Yeah. Oh,
that's Ruthie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
she's from Jersey.
Ah, okay. Well, you know what? I don't know.
She has a twin.
What about
I
that
met
other
Ruthie?
Wait,
really?
I met Ruthie in Georgia. She's like 2 feet tall.
How does she look in real life?
She looks like the same height as a bottle of liquor. That's probably why she drinks.
Yeah,
so much.
There you go.
It's probably the only thing she can reach.
What about that other chick?
What?
Oh, you said chick. What about that chick that because I'm saying there was an Asian, that chick that's in that crazy chick movie.
This cast has no Asians. They have a bunch of all American looking white boys.
One of them looks like Puck.
Nobody looks like
Puck. Yes, sir. No. The one in the top, the one with the checkered shirt, he looks like Puck a little bit to
Puck
me.
Puck back in the day.
Yeah.
Like good, but I don't know. He looks like a clean Puck.
They have a real black girl on there, because the last few seasons they've always had these biracial girls. Not
that
there's anything wrong with that, but it's been a long time since
that's
happened.
And
it
happened. LaToya. That's LaToya.
And it looks like they have a metrosexual with the faux fade. I mean, with the faux mohawk.
Faux
hawk.
And a vest.
With the ripped jeans, so that makes them ironic.
Well, I'm just curious to see where they carry them. There's only a few selected places that they'll probably keep them. But they're really trying to isolate this group. And let them, I've never seen this kind of isolation in the real world before. I've been watching Real World for, oh my God. So,
oh, that's probably for liability reasons.
So damn long. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe they're going to try to be like the Bad Girls Club.
No, because what they're doing, they're setting up the one guy. I forget his name. Like, these characters, this cast, they don't stand out to me yet. Usually, you know, first episode, everybody makes this stand. This cast just sucks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is a big judgment off the first episode, but fuck it. I can say what the hell I want.
Yeah.
It's up right now. We'll give them a few more weeks to see what's going on. So we will definitely come back and touch on them. But they have the one thing I like. Everybody's already booed up and coupled up in the house. First episode, right? And then there's this one guy. He's just absolutely fucking crazy. I don't even know his name. Like, they all look.
Okay, here's a question for you. Hate these nuts. Do they have the stereotypical ones that they always had? Do they have, like, the angry black man, the gay dude, the angry black woman, a different cast?
No.
No
dude bros that are like, dude, man, dude, yeah.
No.
Like,
no Altons, no.
No, they had the goofy chick from the Midwest.
I never met a black person.
Yeah, the goofy chick
that
I never met a black person.
It looks like they tried to do something a little different with the cast. And now I see why they do what they normally do, because these guys fucking bore me to death.
That's why they fill the house with liquor, and they let them go.
So, I don't know. So,
wind them up, let them go.
Liquor and Red Bull.
I want to see more.
Oh, shout out to Red Bull.
I want
to
see more. But right now, the cast, I give you, being from the Virgin Islands, on a scale of 5 mangoes, I'll give you half of a mango. Half.
A mango.
Half. It's mango season right now in the Virgin Islands.
Oh,
it was filmed. It was filmed a few months back around Carnival time. Our Carnival time is in.
Oh, Lord.
But right now they get a half a mango. And a small one. Not even a good size one. So, do better.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to talk about the Hollywood Exes.
Never seen the show either.
It was actually online, like, 3 or 4 days before they even debuted it on VH1. So everybody, I think they did it purposely so that everyone on Twitter and the bloggers would be talking about it.
I know you kept telling me about Jose Canseco acting all crazy.
I'm going to get to that. I'm going to go through. I wrote my thoughts down, so I'm going to go through.
You wrote it down.
Let's hear Lady Sasha's
thoughts. Yes, we got to hear this.
Oh, yeah, because I also talk about a little bit about their fashion, but I'm going to start with Nicole Murphy, because I didn't know much about her.
Eddie Murphy's ex. Is she the one that looks like a female? Because I know He was dating one that kind of looked like a transsexual because, you know, since he got caught with that woman, but...
No, this is his wife, the one that had six or seven children. She had a lot of children.
Is she, like, the buff one?
She's kind of buff, but she's also a model, so she's kind of thin.
Okay, well, I have
so to... this is pre-I got caught soliciting booty.
Yes.
And
yes.
Murphy's wife. Yes. Okay, just for clarification. Thank you.
And it's just scary, pre-Scary Spice.
Yeah. She has... Oh, wait a minute. She keeps changing her hair. Like, one scene she has short hair, next scene she has a long-ass ponytail.
Editing is a
moment. It goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
I love editing.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's her talking head. She's got the long ponytail on. I think she looks better with the ponytail than with the extreme shortcut. But I liked her jewelry. It was classic and understated. Jeez. And I have to respect her. Okay, you guys are going to react to this.
There we go. We're going
to
react.
I respect her because she actually lost her appetite at Jessica's coochie lift. I will explain it to you.
Coochie lift.
Jessica is Jose Canseco's ex-wife. Yeah. Jessica Canseco. Okay.
Wait, backtrack. What's a coochie lift?
I'm getting to that.
That's what you need to describe.
The very first scene that they introduce Jessica in, she's in the car with her daughter. And I don't know what they're talking about, but her daughter grabs her boob. She's like, "My boob hurts. Does your boobs hurt, Mom?" And then she says, "Oh, don't pop them."
Wait. How old is her daughter?
About 15, 16.
15? This is inappropriate.
Yeah. Why are you grabbing on your mother's
face? Hey, these nuts don't roll like that.
I don't
that.
Know. She and also, Jessica Canseco's, her top lip doesn't move, so you know that's like some...
Does she have a top lip?
Yeah, she has it's a plumped up top lip, but you can tell it's a artificially enhanced top lip. It's not a real
like place. Jose Canseco's bats.
Yes.
Enhanced.
Oh, well.
No, his arm. Wait, his body.
Let me get to that.
Steroids.
So she is hanging out with Nicole Murphy. And it's like, "Oh, why don't you come with me? You know, I own this beauty consulting firm and I like to try out all my products before I endorse them." They get to the place and she tells Nicole Murphy, "Oh, and by the way, I'm going to have a vaginal rejuvenation."
Oh, I know all about vaginal rejuvenation.
Yes, so she got a coochie lift.
Let me tell you a little something about, we'll say coochie. I say coochie. That's the vernacular we use for today. Coochie. Because, you know, there's many words.
Yeah.
But we can coochie go by coochie right now.
Kitty cat.
And the two biggest surgeries in Hollywood is re-virginity.
Mm-hmm.
That's reenactment of the hymen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a PhD in coochie. Reattachment of the hymen and vaginal rejuvenation. It's like, think of a facelift for your hood.
She went one step further. Get this. After she did that, she did the same process to her behind.
Butt lift?
No, she had that. She had her behind, or her anus rejuvenated as well. So
rejuvenation.
That's giving us too much information. Why on do we need to know?
So she said on the show that
they showed her in the office.
And whose wife is this?
Jose Canseco.
I mean, you know what? I'm not gonna get in anybody's bedroom. You know what
she invited us.
But if you're inviting me,
yeah,
I'm gonna talk about your anal rejuvenation because I never heard about that shit.
And then let me tell you what she said to the doctor. She says, "You'll be happy to know that I washed it today."
What, her ass?
I'm going online and I'm hoping to see a recap of this show because how did I miss
it? It's still on VH1.com. The whole episode is on there.
I'm going to watch the whole thing because this right here is quality entertainment for Hate These Nuts. I have to tweet about this.
Now, the person that she's going to get into it with is Cherie Fletcher, who is Will Smith's. No, I take that back. Was it Cherie Fletcher? Yeah, because she was Will Smith's first wife.
That's pre-Jada.
Yes, that was when he was still on Fresh
Prince of
Bel-Air.
Back and forth, pre-Kung
Fu. She's now currently married to Terrell Fletcher, which I guess is a football player, I think.
Terrell Fletcher? I ain't never heard of no Terrell Fletcher.
Well, he's
what
some
is he, like,
kind
third
of athlete.
String on
he,
the fucking...
No, no, he played, he played left bench for...
Left bench. Yeah, I know what you... Yeah, he played left bench.
Anyway,
he's left bench.
He's a football player, I think, turned preacher. So now she's all holier than now.
What's his name?
Terrell Fletcher.
That motherfucker needed some anal rejuvenation because all the splinters in his ass were sitting on a fucking bench.
And what she looks like, she kind of looks like Vanessa Williams, but like a budget version of Vanessa Williams.
Okay, well,
but she's all holier than now. And she, her and Jessica Canseco almost get into it over dinner because she wanted to say grace. And Jessica Canseco was like, I don't pray for anything except please let me get these new shoes or something like
that. She sounded like she's shallow as hell. Jessica Canseco.
Okay, and then, I got some info on Fletcher. He played along with left bench. He played running back for the Chargers.
Oh, that's why I don't know who the hell he is.
I mean, he rushed almost 2,000 yards, gained.
What year? What years?
I don't know what year this is. I can't rely on this unreliable source right now. He was drafted in 95. Last time he played was in 2002. But,
oh, Lord.
It don't matter because you know who we do know?
Who?
We know his wife's ex-husband, Will Smith. And we don't know him. So, I mean, it says he's a pastor now.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, clearly someone's trying to up the winnings in the collection plate. Mm-hmm. And I said winnings. Because now he's winning because we're talking about him. People know who he is.
Yeah.
People are going to go to that church.
I still don't know who the fuck he is.
I'm a little leery about that.
Do you know who Maite Garcia is? Maite Garcia.
No.
She's Prince's ex-wife. She's on this too.
I didn't even know Prince had an ex-wife. I thought Prince was gay. I'm sorry. I really did.
Yeah, you didn't see Purple Rain?
You got to clear whatever in the Lake of Manitoba. Yeah.
Controversial as Prince is, and you know, all the weird extra stuff, you can't deny that he has an effect on females.
Oh, yes.
He brings fear. I mean, case in point, Vanity.
Vanity.
And Apollonia.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite still to this day is Sheila E.
But yeah, he was with Sheila E.
Sheila E. is still like my childhood crush. She could play the hell out of some damn drums. Yeah, I love Sheila E.
So Sheila E. I'm curious. Tell me.
Now listen to who Maite Garcia dated after Prince.
Who?
Tommy Lee.
Oh.
So her whole story.
Now you see, this is what doesn't make sense to me because you say, whose wife had anal rejuvenation? Jose Canseco's wife. It makes more sense to me that Tommy Lee, somebody who messed with Tommy Lee, had anal rejuvenation. That makes more sense.
You know what?
Yeah,
I am not going to come off of this anal rejuvenation.
No.
Because this is some...
But wait, hold on. Wait. So, from what I hear, allegedly, that Prince is a real jerk. You know what I'm saying? So this woman went from a little dick to a big dick. That's there you go.
Her storyline on the show is that she's having a hard time dating because nobody wants to date her after she's been with Prince and Tommy Lee. People are like,
Tommy Lee stared a boat with his penis. You can't beat that.
What would you do with a woman as used?
Oh wow.
As Prince and Tommy Lee under her belt. Let's common guide talk. Lady Shasha isn't here.
Okay.
This is what people might not like it, but if you don't like it, you can hate these nuts.
Yeah.
Because this is really how it is. Men see this woman as damaged goods.
Well,
and I mean, and it's not, you might not have a problem with it. You might be with this woman. You might love this woman. You don't have no problem, but you know what? You got friends like me. Who every time I see you with your woman, you're going to go off the side. And friends tell friends shit that make you want to knock them the fuck out.
Does she have stretch marks on her mouth? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, wait. I got to talk about my favorite character.
Hold on, we're not done.
I can top it.
Oh, wait.
Andrea and Kelly. R. Kelly's ex is on here.
Oh, my goodness.
He married her when she was 19. That was before Aaliyah. So he'd been with the teenagers thing. But what I like about her is she talks so much crap. And she her hair is kind of like Candy Burrs from like a season 2 of Atlanta Housewives. She's still doing the oversized earrings thing that everybody's doing. And a big necklace too, so I don't know, it's too much. But I loved her dinner party outfit. She wore this 2-tiered lacy floor. I know you guys don't care about this, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
I'm a fashion freak. I gotta say it. She wore a 2-tiered lacy, like floral mini skirt. It was super short, but it looked good on her. Even though she looked about 40, but she still pulled it. I mean, the skirt
was super short.
It was just beneath her booty.
Less is
but
more.
But it worked for her, and she had a leather jacket on. And she has this, she has all these sayings. Like one time, she told her personal assistant, "Baby hair don't care." Like the whole long hair don't. Was it long hair don't care? She said, "Baby hair don't care" because she's got short hair. Look. Then she said, "The personal assistant asked her, well, how are you going to go on this reality show? How are you going to handle all the infighting? Because, you know, women go on these reality shows and end up fighting with each other. And she said, I'm not here to fight. I'm grown. And she said, I'm mortgages and stretch mark grown. I liked when she said that. And then she said, don't hate me because you ain't me.
Mortgages and stretch marks grown.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Don't hate me because you ain't me. And she called this guy a Todd, which stands for talk you out your drawers. So I like all her little sayings. She always got something snappy to say.
My problem is, hate these nuts. Now, if you were to meet R. Kelly's ex-wife, right? Or ex-girlfriend.
Oh, she's a dancer, too. She was shaking her booty.
My problem is this. If you went out with her, all I can... I'd have to walk by her and be like, I smell urine.
Oh, my God.
I would have to ask you, because remember the video on R. Kelly's video, he
No, went, if I ever meet her in real life, I'd tell her, you're an amazing person.
But wait, shouldn't she... You would have to ask her about the anal rejuvenation, too, since R. Kelly likes tossing people salads.
Oh, I didn't know that about him.
Oh. Don't you remember the video?
I never saw the video.
He stuck his nose up, nose deep all up in the ass crack, tossing salads.
Oh, I never saw the video. Oh.
That's the one where he peed on the girl?
Yes.
I have not yet been fortunate enough to watch said video.
Gotta watch that and the Hulk Hogan one.
The Hulk Hogan one is out?
I've seen pictures of it. Have you seen pictures of it?
I've seen pictures, but I didn't know it was released yet.
The only one I've seen, I saw the Paris Hilton one and the Kim Kardashian one.
The Kim Kardashian one is the best.
But, I mean, everyone on this cast has some explicit connection to pornographic content.
Well,
I gotta watch this show now.
Really?
Oh, I didn't even get to talk to you about Jose Canseco. He's gonna come back.
Okay.
Talking about... when I was making $5 million a year, that's what he says. However, Jessica says in the talking head that he hasn't paid child support in years. So you're making $5 million a year and you didn't pay no child support.
So he's like Chris
then
Bosch.
He asks her, can he move in back in with her? Because, you know, he feels his daughter needs two parents in the home. And I think it's three reasons. One, he either ran through all his money, he's broke. Two, he wants to be back in the spotlight because remember, he's been on different reality shows. He went on Surreal Life.
He did Surreal Life where he cross dressed.
Yep, he did The Apprentice.
The Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice. Yes. And now this. He just wants to be on TV. I don't think he cares anything about her.
He wants to be on TV, but...
Oh, and he clowned her at the party.
He did?
They had, like, this little party, and Jose Canseco was going to walk up to Jessica.
So, wait. So, that's...
And say, oh, that dress... Your dress is too short. I can see all your legs.
So, then she should have said, well, my asshole is nice. Because I got a rejuvenation on my butthole. Wow. Does it make her shit, like, perfect circle or something like that? What the hell is a fucking anal rejuvenation?
According to the show, she said that, well, not about the anal, but about the vaginal, that it makes everything tight and plump again.
Tight and plump?
What was the vernacular used on the show for what we are referring to as anal rejuvenation? I'm curious to know.
I don't know. I just remember it was vaginal rejuvenation, and then she said, made I'm going to get my anus plump. Down, too.
And that's her anus. Said.
Wow.
I'm sure she said that a lot, that
Nicole
she's going to get her anus
done. Nicole Murphy's in the room with her while this is happening.
How did the rest of them react? Like,
only Nicole Murphy know about it, because they have, like, different groups of friends. Right. Like, I guess Jose Canseco's wife and Nicole Murphy hang together. And I think Andrea Kelly hang together. Sharif Fletcher also hangs with Nicole. But it's like...
As a friend... I would be like, why do you need your asshole rejuvenated? You take your shit out of it.
As a friend, I'd be like, why did you bring me here? I don't need to be in the room with you while this is happening.
That I'm just saying, I don't understand. But you know what? Speaking of asshole rejuvenation, we're talking about love and hip hop.
I was going to say there's a new Spider-Man
coming out. No. Talk about love and hip hop.
Okay.
Asshole rejuvenation. Stevie J.
Look.
Holler.
Oh, God.
Love and hip hop is the most... Let me finish. I want to say... I tweeted this. I'm probably going to misquote myself in what I said, but this is as close as it can get because I was a little drunk. But love and hip hop, Atlanta, is the most non-reality,
thank you,
scripted, staged, awesomest entertaining show I have ever seen in all of my life. Yes. You know this shit is fake. Yes. You watch it. You seen it. You can see this stuff is scripted. Jocelyn sitting down.
Yes.
Pulls out said.
Yes.
Pregnancy test. pees on set. Stevie J grabs the end with the piss. You can see that this is scripted, but it is the most awesomest thing, and I can't get enough of this shit.
Did you say Jocelyn or Jose Lean? Yo. Yeah, you know what? I really, really thought.
I told you I was pregnant. A fifth.
I really, really thought. That.
Yeah, she's claiming Puerto Rico, and our executive producer is from Puerto Rico. Say it again.
She's a whore. She's not a Puerto Rican. She's fake.
Thank you.
Okay, well, the funniest picture I've seen on my Instagram. There's a picture. Mm-hmm. He had a picture of Rihanna, then a plus sign. Mm-hmm. A picture of Prince, and then an equal sign, and then Jocelyn. It is the funniest thing on Instagram right now.
Speaking of that, right? Like, I know the first episode, everybody was questioning if she was a female or whatever. And, of course, I looked and I saw the video of her completely. I mean, not the video, but the picture of her completely naked. Yeah, I also saw the video.
There's a picture of her completely naked?
Yes.
Yeah, she tweeted it.
And there's a video of her smacking her own vagina.
I'll find it for you.
You got to find that for me because I need to assess because... A lot of being having a PhD in coochie.
Yes.
I also have a PhD in titties.
Oh, wow.
And those aren't real.
Oh, well, we know that.
Oh, no. Hell
those aren't real. For those, you know, some people are optimistic.
You know what my problem is with the titties? Why the hell would you get a tattoo on the side of the titty? Not like... It's like when you look at her...
She might have the tattoo before the implants.
I don't know. But the last episode that aired was what? Episode 3?
Episode 2.
Whatever it was, where she told him that she was pregnant. And it was his... My jaw dropped. I know this shit is fake, this shit is staged and all, but I'm still sitting at the edge of the bed in front of the TV watching this like, this is so, I'm tweeting about it. All my followers are tweeting about it. Everybody's tweeting about it. It is quality bullshit entertainment. It's a new level. Mm-hmm. It's a new level. But we have to give it a name. Someone has to come up with it because it's not reality TV and it's not a soap opera. If reality TV and soap opera got together in a room and fucked.
Reality opera. But no, I'm telling you,
leave it to them to put up the picture. Let me see if it comes in clear. That's the picture she tweeted.
That ain't Jocelyn.
That is her. You can tell by the titty.
That ain't Jocelyn.
You don't think that is her?
I don't know. But that leg right there to the left, I wish you guys could see. Where's that from?
That's a muscular ass leg, yeah.
World Star. World Star story. Shout out to World Star. You guys are very liable.
There's a video of her smacking, like, naked masturbating and smacking her shit, too, that I watched on the same said website.
But I mean, like, you know, surgery has come a long way. This 2012.
Yeah, it looks fake. It looks like it's too big.
Can Jocelyn have really been Jose?
Probably.
Yeah.
Jose?
I don't know.
And then,
actually, her real name is Shanelica something.
No, that's her prostitute name.
Shanelica Betancourt. That's her.
That was her prostitute name. Get it right.
What's
that's
name?
That's not even her real name.
She was a stripper and a prostitute in Miami.
And a prostitute?
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, girls got hustle.
She gets around. She needs the fucking anal rejuvenation.
What about
and the pussy
what about this, my favorite part of this last episode? Stevie J singing.
Oh, Jesus. That was horrible. And no, let me get into Stevie J. No, his whole vibe is like all from 1996, from the fake Gucci hat and matching shoes.
Well,
that he had on.
If that's your style, that's your style. You know,
no, but
because I mean, look at the style right now. Snapbacks. I hated snapbacks.
What's a
in
snapback?
The 90s.
It's that wicker shit, like the hats with the little fucking.
It's snapback.
It's like the opposite of a fitted
trucker
baseball
hat.
Cap.
Yeah.
Trucker
I don't
hat.
Like trucker hat.
Yeah, yeah. I hated snapbacks because
it gets
back
hot
then
in
the part that no the part that snapped those it used to always break.
Mm-hmm.
I always prefer it fitted.
You so got some cheap ass bootleg hats, man.
Probably. You never know. It was off in Jamaica Avenue. Hey,
our resident Puerto Rican in the room. She told him she was pregnito.
Is that embarazada?
Thank you.
Pregnito is a word.
No, it's the, not a word. She
not.
Doesn't speak Spanish. She has a fake accent.
But she
pregnito,
could
have
impregna.
Not a word.
What about impregna?
No,
embarazada is
pregnant. Well,
okay,
anyway,
so we have our subject matter expert on Espanol.
Yes.
But she didn't even say prego. She could have said pregos and everybody. She could have said prego.
Yes.
We all know what prego is, and it don't involve no damn pasta, though. This is 2012.
I was watching this vlogger on YouTube. Shout out to It's Rocks. And she said that Stevie J looked like the dude that raped the cousin in the Players Club. And he does.
Junior.
Yes, he does.
You know what?
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to there was a Twitter a tweet that I saw that it was like everybody started commenting on Stevie J, right? Mm-hmm. And somebody put, "We know that's not Stevie J and Joseline's baby because two men can't have a child together," or something like that. And that shit made me funny. I had to retweet it. Because I'm telling you,
had me gagging at Joseline.
Joseline.
So, what do y'all think about Mimi?
Who the fuck is Mimi?
Mimi is supposed to be Stevie J's girlfriend.
No, she's his wife.
They really are married?
They really are. I don't.
Because she said, I picture him boyfriend or fiance, even though they've been together for 15 years, during which I guess he was messing with Eve over that 15 years, so they got a 2-year-old child. So.
Yeah, and he leaked her porn out too.
He leaked allegedly. Eve's porn?
Eve
has a porn out.
She does.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But, but the thing is with her. I have to agree with Hate These Nuts on this shit, is that her fucking talking head and drives me insane because she'll sit there and she overacts the whole fucking time.
She really does. In this new genre of reality TV where soap opera meets fake reality, she needs to improve her acting. Stevie J's got it pretty much down. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you see it's fake. And all
Joseline
that,
almost, when she was crying in bed. But I don't think they needed to show us her actually.
And who the fuck filmed
it?
And who the fuck filmed that shit in the toilet stall with her?
You gotta be sorry for the cameraman.
I'm saying he was like all up in her shit. Like,
I mean, but to that cameraman, let's get on a business aspect. Does he put that on his resume? I mean, does he put down, yeah, you see that shot in Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, which Joseline pisses on his dick? I shot that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know what would have been dope though. You know what would have been dope is when they had. I said dope. Yeah, I'm showing my age again. When they had that motherfucker.
Should have said it was funky.
No, when they showed her ass in the fucking stall, right? And they should have played that Sarah McLachlan song. You know the one with the fucking animals that I turn off because I can't.
The arms of an angel.
Yeah, they should have played that shit because
it was
so dramatic.
You know what song
it was
they
so melodramatic.
They should have played now. Move right into that next couple. Mm-hmm. The one where they were shooting a video. I don't know their name.
Oh, Rashida.
Rashida. Mm-hmm. And she
made them put a ring on or some shit like that. She was singing in the car.
I'm glad they didn't play her music.
Make a nigga
while girl was peeing on this thing. Because her music.
You know what?
No, I got it. Let
her music would have been good in 94.
Her music would have been good if I didn't have ears.
Yeah.
If I didn't have ears, her music would have been.
Does it make you want to stab your ears out with spaghetti?
It makes me want to climb a tall building and push myself. Not even jump.
Oh.
I need to blame someone.
What's the other girl's name that was singing on there? Everybody says she looks like Keisha Cole.
Who the hell cares?
Kay Michelle. I don't think she can sing. I know it's an unpopular opinion because everyone on Twitter was like, oh, she could blow. She sounds like she just sounded like she was straight screaming. She was just screaming.
A,
not loud
right,
does not
she probably
R&B.
Can blow. But B, you know what the good thing about her is?
What?
She's got a nice set of titties. And I'm sorry, I had to say it. She's got nice boobs.
Michelle?
Yeah, she's got nice boobs.
I didn't notice her boobs.
Back to Joseline, though. No, I'm just kidding.
Fashion Freak was too busy watching her outfits.
Yeah, and I'm
no,
you know,
speaking of Joseline, she had these earrings on and looked like giant orange slices on chains.
Really?
Distracting
giant
me.
Orange slices?
Orange slices.
But, I mean, let's talk about Joseline's uncanny resemblance.
To Rihanna?
To Rihanna. Like, it's that poor Rihanna goes through so much. If I were her lawyers, I'd slap some injunction or something on this show because this is really pitiful.
She could make a lot of Joseline could make a lot of money if she was like a celebrity female impersonator.
See, my problem is this, right? Is I think that Joseline went to like the doctor and was like, "Yo, make me look like Rihanna."
I don't think
and
he
then had
his
the operation
changed.
Done, huh?
He didn't have his face changed. He probably already looked like Rihanna.
He got like a Jay Leno chin. His chin's kind of big. Or her chin is kind of big. You know what I'm saying? But the problem I have, right, and I'm going to go back to, what's her name? Mimi, Stevie J's,
Baby Mama.
Baby Mama.
Baby Mama.
Yeah. There was one part. Hold on.
Isn't that not his wife?
No, he never married her.
These poor women.
My
why would you stick with somebody for 15 15 years and then have a 2-year-old talking about my fiance. What are you waiting for to get married? What do you?
My problem is this, right? Is the I think it was the first episode, right? When she was talking to her fucking friend about how bad he treats her or whatever.
Ariana.
Yeah, and Ariana, whatever the fuck her name is, started crying.
Or Aaron? No, actually, her name is Aaron. It's just spelt weird.
If I had a friend, let's say Hate These Nuts came to me and started complaining about a girl, I wouldn't fucking cry. I'd probably laugh at his ass and be like, motherfucker, you need to, you know, do something about it. I wouldn't cry for her. Mm-mm. That's some really, that's weak shit right there. I'm sorry. That's some weak ass shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. But
and she's a pretty girl, too.
All I can say is, next week Monday, I will be tuned in. Mm-hmm. Right back to it because I can't get enough of that
and
shit.
And I'll be on Twitter at the same time.
And I will be on Twitter at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I gotta check out that Hollywood X's because now I'm going to go home and I'm going to research anal rejuvenation. Because they be coming up with some new shit every day of the week.
You know what? You might not want to research it on your computer because you know what? If somebody finds your computer and they go in your Google search,
I'm going to use yours.
You can use private browsing.
Yeah. I'm going to use yours. I don't even want my internet provider to remotely know that I'm looking up. Like,
anal rejuvenation. Hey, he was looking up anal rejuvenation before he was kidnapped.
You never know. You might be in a court case 10 years from now.
I'm saying. Okay.
History. But I was going to talk about. Did you see the preview for this horror movie?
What?
Oh, God, what's it called? It's like Insidious. Sinister. Sinister.
Yeah, I saw
that
it.
That thing creeped me out.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I know, because when we watched it, after we watched it, I said something about the sinister guy was going to get you and you almost shoot your pants.
You got to see the preview. That joke is scary.
Well, you know what's scary to me? All these pre-sale tickets for Spider-Man and Batman that's coming out.
Yeah.
I never understood people that buy tickets like weeks ahead of the movie.
Well,
like it's really
let's say Batman is going to be awesome. Yeah. This new Spider-Man is going to be awesome. But God damn it, everybody's buying tickets.
The Spider-Man.
Pre-order. People are buying. Let me tell you what's going on. People are buying tickets, pre-order, and reselling them for like $150.
Wow.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Chinatown and get 3 for $20 and watch the motherfuckers on a fucking bootleg-ass DVD.
They have German subtitles.
Yeah, I ain't paying for shit. Because you know what? Fuck that. They don't deserve my money.
No, you know what I don't deserve
my
money.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Let me
because they're going to make $75 billion themselves anyway. So what's my little measly $10
going to
do?
I know this is a tangent, but the person who's never going to get another dime of money is fucking ludicrous. Do you hear
that
song?
Sidebar.
His last song said, I'm wearing your condo on my wrist. He was saying some shit like, you brag about your wealth.
So you're saying Nolan and the people for these movies do the same thing?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Listen, regardless if I bootleg it or not, like Transformers Dark of the Moon, or let's say
Avatar
or whatever.
Online for like a
I
month.
Watched this motherfucker. I watched, right. It still broke records. Avengers 2. I watched that shit before it came out. Yeah, I did. And you know what? With Hungarian subtitles or whatever the fuck it was. But it still made a fucking $500 billion or whatever. It's okay. I'm sorry. You know what?
I only have a 42-inch TV. So I'm trying to see that shit as big as possible with some surround sound.
Tell me what you think about Spider-Man because this is what's going on with Marvel versus Sony because Sony is making this Spider-Man movie. If it's successful, Sony gets to keep Spider-Man and keep making Spider-Man movies.
They're right.
If it's a flop, Marvel can take it over and then they can put Spider-Man in the next Avengers movie.
Ooh.
So there's some murmurs online of people purposely not going to see the movie so it can fail. So they can see
Spider-Man.
No, people
are
going
to see this movie because you know why? Kids want to see it.
Right.
And kids can't go to the movies themselves. So that scraps that right there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be like super nerds.
I went to the movies myself.
You did? Yeah, I did too.
My grandmother used to drop us off on a Saturday afternoon. I was like, I was the oldest and I was 11.
So, Shasha, tell me what movie you saw by yourself.
No, I'm going to date myself because I was so mad because I had my younger cousin and my sister with me and they were little kids. And I had to sit through Who Framed Roger Rabbit with them. And I did not want to see Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Wow, I am surrounded by old people. Can someone
fuck that? You know what? I'll even do you one better.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, fuck that. I saw the original Bad News Bears in the movie theater.
When did that come out?
Like 79?
You can't let the record show that Hate These Nuts is not as old as his online counterparts. Because you guys are ridiculous.
Bad News, let me tell you something about movies, okay? The original Bad News Bears, there was one scene where the little boy says something to the effect of, oh, well, I can't really say because, honestly, sidebar, I don't want to offend anyone, but he says something to the effect of, well, now our team has the S word for Hispanics, the J word for Jews, or Jewish. I just said it. Anyways, the N word, and then he said, and a booger-eating moron, and it was still PG. It was like the kids said it and nobody got offended.
He just said a string of racial slurs.
Yeah, he did. Look it up on YouTube. Yeah. And it wasn't offensive, but now you've pretty much offended everybody.
But like I was saying, kids do go to movies by themselves because parents use it as a babysitter. I used to work in a movie theater in the summer times when I was a teenager. And lots of parents use it as a babysitter. They know a movie is 2 hours long. They'll drop their kid off and come back 4 hours later.
Let me educate you old people.
What?
Everyone is going to see these movies.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. There's a reason why they're selling pre-sale. Mm-hmm. It's summertime. Mm-hmm. The weekend is going to be packed. I probably won't even get to successfully see the movie in peace and quiet.
Bootleg.
Until about the third week in the movies. Now, I want to see it on the big screen. I want my overpriced popcorn and my small amount of liquor. You know, they give us liquor now.
Yeah.
So, I got my flask. So, when I add that in, it's all good. Yeah. And it's just going to be ridiculous. Too many people, but the ticket sales are going to be off the chart. It's going to be crazy.
You think people are going to come dressed up?
Probably, but you know what? I might
people
get blamed.
Do that?
Batman first came out, and I'm going to date myself again, the Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton Batman.
Oh, come on, man.
Everybody had Batman t-shirts on when they went to go see Batman.
You guys knew Batman when he was still Batboy.
Right.
No, and my mother knew Batman back when it was on TV.
My problem is this.
When I say Batman, in your head, you hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No.
Batman.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bam.
No, that's my mother's generation. When you say Batman to me, I hear Princess Bat Dance.
Someone save Hate These Nuts from all these
I don't give a fuck. I'll date myself. I remember the Batman on TV with the bamf and the oomph and all that other bullshit. But I have a question for Hate These Nuts. I watched the trailer for the new Batman, and that shit looks like it's just gonna drag on and fucking on and fucking on.
You are such a hater.
He
is the universal hater. Bane. It looks like they made an awesome character out of Bane, and think about how hard it was to top the Joker in The Dark Knight.
And that's another thing. You know what? I like Heath Ledger as a Joker, but give me a fucking break, man. I mean, come on.
I like when he blew up the building. He had the nurse's outfit on. That was pretty funny.
I mean, he was a good Joker, but that movie, the fucking first one, dragged on when he did martial arts in the fucking Arctic or wherever the fuck he went.
You were such a fucking
hater.
Obi-Wan Gaijin or whatever the fuck his name is. That motherfucker.
Ra's al Ghul.
The one that was like Obi-Wan Gaijin. From
are you talking about Phantom Menace?
Yeah, the dude that did Phantom Menace that was also in that movie where he put the airplane bottles on his knuckles to fight the wolves.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, him. Yeah. So he fought him.
Yeah, I
right?
would see that movie
then,
where he put bottles in between his fingers.
And then
to punch a wolf.
I did like the Joker, but it kind of dragged on. Even though they had Black Dynamite in it for a quick scene.
Wait, Black Dynamite was in what?
In Dark Knight, don't you remember?
In the uncut version, or he was on screen?
You watched it. He was in it when the Joker came in to talk to all the black folks.
Why did the Joker go to talk to all the black folks?
To get their money or whatever. When he fucking said, "I got a magic trick with the pencil," and bam, he killed the dude
that
with the pencil.
That wasn't all the black folks. That was the mafia.
The black one.
It was one black guy. Oh my God. You're gonna get, I hope you get all the hate comments coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Bashing one of the awesomest series of movies.
So back to what
out.
I was saying. The Joker was cool, but the movie dragged the fuck on. You know what they could have did? They could have done away with the whole dramatic bullshit
of the perfect movie. The only criticism that can be put on these Batman movies is Batman's voice.
Yeah, how do you Kristen go from this? Hello, I'm Bruce Wayne. Now, come on, kill him. Come on, kill you.
That's the only criticism I'm willing to accept.
And you know what?
The movie is damn near perfect.
I think all Batman's girlfriends are boring.
Yeah, especially the one that chick was ugly as hell in the fucking Dark Knight.
The replacement for Tom Cruise's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should make somebody beautiful. Somebody that would make Batman be like.
Here's my problem with DC.
She does dabble with ugly, I must say.
But here's my problem with these DC comic heroes, okay? Spider-Man, you throw on a mask, right?
Wait, Avengers. Spider-Man is Marvel. You just
Let me tell you, Marvel. Okay. Spider-Man, you throw on a mask. Hulk, he changes into a big Hulk dude or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Avengers, they put on shit.
Well, wait, Spider-Man actually has special powers because
he's... Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
DC, right? You get Batman that talks like this. He puts on a mask and he talks like this. And all of a sudden, you don't recognize him. Kind of like fucking Superman. He puts the fucking curl in the front of his head and glasses on, and all of a sudden, you don't recognize him. He looks like the same motherfucker. I mean,
now, this is where people are going to really start to hate these nuts, because no disrespect to the late Christopher Reed, but the only viable rendition of Superman that I will give any credit or respect to is Smallville.
Oh, fuck Jesus. You, man.
That's the
Christopher
only
fucking
and,
Reed,
and, I mean,
yo.
And that's not to say that it was good. I'm saying that's the closest version to credible effort given to Superman.
I've never liked Superman, period.
When he transferred from to Superman, okay, still you can tell who it is and all that stuff. But the story behind the build-up, I always hated Superman.
Now, you know what?
I do like the music from Superman, because when you hear his music...
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, how come new movies don't have that type of music?
Because that old music was whack.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
when
it's
you
not.
Hear
are
the
you kidding
theme
me?
Of Indiana Jones, you notice
you
Indiana
guys
Jones.
Are so fucking old.
Don't be old.
We are talking about 2012 Spider-Man. 2012 Batman Rises. And you're talking about fucking Indiana Jones, really?
Yeah, that's, the music.
Oh my god, save me
musical
from these
story.
Old people.
That's a summer blockbusters, Indiana fucking
god.
Jones.
Yes.
You guys are old.
Name
you
know a what? Song. Name a song from Avatar. What's the theme?
We got blue motherfuckers. I got it. It goes like this. It goes like this.
Song.
Blue motherfuckers, and we stick our shit in fucking flying animals. Because for some strange reason, they can mate with their ponytail, and they stick it in like the flying animal's asshole.
You know why
whatever,
new movies
and they
don't
fly.
Have
I don't know what the fuck
theme
it is.
Songs?
Why?
Because they have quality fucking writing now.
Bullshit.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Name a quality. Name a quality writing.
Quality movie. Effects.
Name one.
Quality videography.
I don't know whether they're
and quality writing.
Name a quality
writing. Quality writing. You need to go see Rock of Ages. That's new.
I have to disagree.
It's bad.
With
hold on, wait.
Okay.
Let's disagree
with you. Everything is perfect, but the writing, the stories, the script are just lame.
They're all brought back. They're all recycled.
Yeah,
90%.
Exactly. That's why.
Yeah, because they don't want to pay writers.
So tell me.
Why pay a writer when I could just reuse properties that we already own?
They paid a writer for the old Batman. That's the...
Yeah, what I'm saying for
and
the
now
reboot.
Look at the writing. Now look at the writing for the reboot. Tell me this is not superior writing compared to them.
Okay.
Even though they tried to
I don't think
serious.
It's superior writing. I think it's a different take because...
It's fucking...
Which,
you know
the
what
only Batman was done by Tim Burton.
But
Tim
even
Burton
if they
totally
wrote it back then, it wouldn't have been as good. Rolling.
To me, the Batman now is too drawn out and fucking dramatic and
fucking
blah, blah, blah,
hater.
Blah, blah.
You are the universal hater for
and you
reason.
Know what the problem is? The fucking... Okay, you're like super bad. Right?
I like Superbad.
I know. See, there you go. We liked Porky's.
I didn't like Porky's.
I did.
What the hell is Porky's?
It was the first
watch
Superbad.
That. Yeah. Watch Porky's if you want to watch
all
a fucking
yes.
movie.
Yes.
Fuck not a Superbad.
I'm not old, but I'm not young, but I'm definitely
I don't mind watching old movies. I've watched black and white movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I can watch a movie from 1928 if it's interesting.
I can't watch any movies that have accents. I'm sorry.
Well, clearly we're going to have to watch this topic later because I'm coming back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you old people just be poning me with all these old movies.
And what is poning?
What's
with the P?
Now, you see, get up to the times. I got my shit to Google. I got a Google Pookies or whatever it is.
Porkies.
You Google Pony.
I don't know.
How about that?
All right. And that's it.
That's
it.
This is Hate These Nuts signing off. You know what you can hate.
This is Tony Magnificent, the universal hater.
This
fuck
is
y'all.
Lady Shasha, Fashion Freak. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm Fashion Freak on Twitter.
On Tony Man 00.
I'm at Hate These Nuts. That's H8, the number 8, DZNUTZ.
And this show has been brought to you by our sponsors, FlairSoul.com, BurkanaHouse.com, and ArbajeCigars.com. Follow us at Freak Media Entertainment. Check us out at FreakMediaEntertainment.com.
Deuces.